agriculture. Farmers in Garissa are counting losses amounting to millions of shillings caused by the recent floods that covered their farms and swept off the crops. In most farms along the River Tanna, the floodwater has subsided, leaving a trail of destruction, from their access roads to their water pumps and pipes, to farm bed, and every short plants in the farms that was covered by floods is now playing ground filled with sand. Around 8 kilometers from Garissa town, we visited the 280-acre Kahir farm, which is owned by a society of 56 members. Together with the farmers, we had to walk for almost 2 kilometers to reach the farm because the access road from the Rahya solar power plant was completely destroyed by floods and some of its sections is still covered with water. Garan Sheikh, the Kahir farm chairperson, says that the farm was started in 1994 and it is divided into two areas, 240 acres for farming and 40 acres for grazing purposes. Sheikh, as he takes us around the farm, he regrets that since its start, they have never experienced the loss as the one caused by the recent rains. Since we started this farm in 1994, we have never experienced this kind of loss, especially where the floods have swept everything in our farm. As farmers, we are currently facing many challenges. The access roads to our farms is not accessible. It has become a river, Sheikh said. The recurring droughts in our region had forced us to shift to farming because we lost our livestock every year. We have used this farm to earn our living and take our children to school, but now it seems we have to find other avenues, he added. Abdullahi Yusuf, a member of the society, said that they had locally available market in Garissa town for their produce, which include mangoes, lemons, pawpaws, bananas and watermelons. During last year's October to December rains, the El Niño swept off our farms and we got nothing. For March to April season this year, we have experienced the same problems, and we are devastated by the loss of millions of shillings we have seen, Yusuf said. We have lost 20 acres of banana plantation, 10 acres of lemons, 10 acres of pawpaws, and our mango trees have also been affected, he added. Yusuf called on both the national and county governments to come up with a strategy to redirect the excess water in Tanna River to other areas in the county through drilling of canals. He said that with proper planning, instead of letting floods wreak havoc for residents and farmers, the water can be directed to dams and benefit people and livestock. The farmers further want extra dams in the upstream of Tanna River, arguing that the current 7 folk dams have not been enough to hold the water flowing in the river, leading to flooding in parts of Garissa, Tanna River and Lamu counties.